Well, there's no gifted. There's no runaways. There sure isn't any Inhumans. A little bit of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., but we have an exciting look in-depth at a few of our favorite Marvel TV characters. So, for that reason, Marvel TV Weekly starts now!
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Oh, hey, look, it's that band, Blur 182. No! Blink 182, because Blink is in the title of the episode. We're going to talk about a lot of characters in this episode, which, thanks to our friend in the booth, at Tony B. Dead, Anthony, has suggested, hey, why don't you spend a little time talking more in depth about the characters? Because even Anthony doesn't want to hear us talk about Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Welcome, I'm Christian Butt, at Christian DMZ. And joining us tonight for the first time, joining the panel, becoming part of our quartet, Amy Cassandra Martinez. And where can people find you?
On all social media, at Amy Cassandra MTZ, which is an abbreviation for Martinez.
At MTZ, not to be confused with MTV.
Or MTVW, MTV, Marvel TV Weekly.
Or I'm Christian DMZ. So see, it's very confusing.
It's very confusing. Which... I was hoping this wouldn't be confusing, so I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
This is causing a problem.
I'm
so sorry. But I do want to tell you guys that I hope you're all having a marvelous Monday.
Well, it was a nice run having you on the show, Amy. Well, thanks for trying out, but I guess it didn't. No, that's very funny.
Thank you.
We're just
having fun.
I've
been thinking about it for like the last week. I'm so excited.
And on the other end of the desk is always the one, the only, Michael X Shirley, which is where people can find you, correct?
I hope they'll make a gifted episode title after my Twitter handle.
We're considering that every gifted episode
They're going to run out of ideas at some point.
Well, before we dive into what we dive into tonight, we want to get to know Amy a little bit. So just a couple of simple questions. Who are some of your favorite characters from... You can start with Marvel TV, but you're allowed to branch it out to the movies and comics or cartoons, whatever. But... start with Marvel TV. Who's your favorite character and or show?
Jessica Jones.
You and Michael have a little bit of a disagreement over there. I'm a big fan of Jessica Jones.
Yes!
I even like Kristen Ritter on Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
It's a good show.
Yeah, and I think that basically...
I love that show.
Jessica Jones is the Bee in 23 with superpowers. She's really the same character.
You love... Which Tony, one? You like the Gilmore Girls?
No, I hate the Gilmore Girls. I love Don't Trust the Bee in Apartment 23.
Whoa. I mean, you don't gotta hate Gilmore Girls, dude.
Dude, thank you. Talk. It's the worst thing.
All right, well, calm
get
down.
Out.
Well, he can't get it. He's already out.
Stay there.
Yeah,
but
don't, do not come into the studio. So, Jessica Jones, what do you like about her?
I can tell you. I love that she's a total BA. And, yeah, she likes her liquor. So what?
Yeah.
That's okay. She's got a lot to deal with, dude. Like, I don't know how I would handle it, but she's also, I mean, I'm just a fan of Kristen Ritter, and I think she's done a very good job.
And look, who else likes their liquor? Wolverine, you know, and kind of for the same reason, because of his healing factor, he can drink as much as he wants to.
I feel like they would hate each other.
Oh, they would totally hate each other.
Good.
It would be a good fight, though. I mean, Wolverine would win, but it would be cool for, like, up until the point, you know, where he wins. I know the answer because you emailed it to me, but for the sake of the audience, what is sort of your first memory of a Marvel character where you just got so excited and you just wanted to know more? And who did you fall in love with? Oh, for those listening on iTunes, she showed us her very cool Spider-Man shirt.
Yeah.
So Spider-Man, was it a Spider-Man cartoon, Spider-Man movie? What was it?
So I was actually telling you this, Michael, before we started. I didn't grow up reading the comic books. I wasn't that one kid that was like, yes, comics. I was playing with my Barbie dolls. But I did learn about Marvel way later, and it was through movies. So, unfortunately, my first impression of Marvel was Tobey Maguire's Spider-Man.
I don't know if that's unfortunate.
Because he sucks. I love Tom Holland as Spider-Man.
Holland's great. I liked Andrew Garfield. The dynamic of Andrew Garfield and Emma Stone.
Yes.
I know Michael disagrees.
Yes.
But I liked Amazing Spider-Man 2. Most people did not.
The best part about the Amazing Spider-Man series is when Gwen died.
Spoiler alert, Tony!
Oh my gosh!
Gwen Stacy's only been dead for 47 years, and now you're trying to tell people? That is not cool.
But see, I mean, that first movie that I saw with Tobey Maguire.
Was it the first one or the one with the Green Goblin or the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it was the second one. It was like, Spider-Man, that's pretty cool. Marvel.
So the Sam Raimi Spider-Man movies are great in a lot of ways. One, Aunt May is an old lady like she's supposed to be. Love old lady Aunt May.
I love Marissa Tomei.
Is fantastic. Oh, that's not the point, but she's just not who I expect Aunt May to be.
Yeah.
And that Spider-Man 2 with Doc Ock, I think is one of the better. At one point, I thought it was the best Marvel movie, but we've had better since.
Yes,
like
thank
Days
goodness.
Of Future Past, just off the
Daredevil.
Top of Daredevil the movie, yes. Daredevil movie,
ew.
Yeah. Some of Affleck's best work.
Let's not forget the seminal classic of Elektra.
Oh,
we
can forget that. Yeah,
it was a bad movie.
You know, I think we're gonna have to do an episode where we watch that Daredevil and we all talk about it. Or you know, one of those watch alongs that they
like
do.
You teasing
let's do
me
it.
The we whole can... time.
What's that?
It'll just be like you teasing me
I
the whole
teasing.
Time.
No, that would be if we watched the Thomas Jane Punisher. I would tease you the whole time. No, I actually like that movie. Anthony, if you could show us our friends in the chat. I always like to include them in the conversation, but I can't if I can't read them. So, anyway. Oh. So, we're going to do a little in-depth explanation of some characters in a moment, but we'll start off by talking about the only Marvel show that's on currently, which is Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And Michael knows this. I will let the audience know. I have done a mini binge of 4 episodes, so I've gotten so much closer. Last week, I believe you wouldn't know this, Amy. Maybe you did because you actually watched the episode. I was, at that point, I believe I was 22 episodes away. Now I'm only about 18.
That's not bad.
So I'm getting there, but I'm telling you, the fact that you hate Michael, that you hate on The Gifted so much, this is it's barely watchable. Ada, and that's annoying, but you know what I really don't like? The watchdogs. They're like, oh, we're angry. We don't like superpower people, so we're gonna overpower them with our guns and our tasers. I'm like, what? How does that even happen?
You know, you could have like had that in like the back of your mind and your memory if you'd have just, you know.
If I just watched it when I was supposed to?
Yeah, if you'd already done it. Like if you do it 1 week at a time.
Yeah.
You know.
I know. Look, I was trying to watch 8. In a week, and I got to 4, so, you know.
In the current season, there's a lot to do with time travel, so I don't think there's anything wrong with you, like, maybe jumping to, like, the current episode.
I mean, you
would need to jump to the
all
first
episode. What do people in the chat think? Do you think I should just jump to the current season?
Yeah.
Because to me, I feel like I need to watch, see, Amy shaking her head. Mm-hmm. I feel like I need to catch up.
Yeah. The only thing you'd really miss is, like, a little Fitz drama.
Oh, and my friend Ghost Rider. So
that apparently isn't enough to light your fire.
Oh,
pun intended. Thank
no,
you.
No, I'm just a good orator.
That was great.
Don't be mad just because I have good words. Black Magic 99 wants to know. I haven't seen S.H.I.E.L.D. yet either. Where should we start? Now, I think I haven't watched. Would you say this is a good season? Just jump in right now and catch up later.
Yeah.
But see, for me, I'm invested in the backstory. I want to know. I like Fitz. I like Simmons and Android May is driving me crazy. You know, so I need to get to like better stories, and I'm determined to power through.
I think this season is a good story. I really do.
Okay,
it's probably the most different from any of the seasons that we've ever had.
Amy, are you watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. or are you putting your toe in the water the way I am? Gradually.
Well, here's the thing. So, yeah, I really am highly invested in the movies, and I'm making my way to TV.
Sure.
Besides Netflix, of course, which I've seen all of those. And I even covered the Defenders panel here at AfterBuzz. Shameless plug.
Which people can find those on YouTube.
They're there.
So, I
cosplayed as Jessica Jones, actually. Your favorite character.
I think so did Zach, didn't he?
Zach
cosplayed
Erica,
as everyone.
Erica
was on that panel?
Hollywood Live.
On our panel, when you made us all dress up and I didn't get the memo.
Oh, you did not get the memo.
And
that's
she
right.
was Jessica Jones.
That's right.
She wore her little gloves.
I forgot about that. Yeah. We'll see. That's some good cosplay.
It's an easy cosplay.
It's.
And Stardrew apparently knows you, Amy, because you've changed your hair again.
What, my part?
I guess so. What I love about Stardrew is I don't know how he has time to watch actual TV, because he seems to watch all the after shows and I love him for it, by the way.
Yeah.
I have days where he follows me throughout my whole shift.
Well, no, he's stalking you. But yeah. the rest yeah, of us, he's just fans. Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's what it is.
Michael, can you read that comment at the bottom of the screen? Blackmagic99? I'll read it to you. The Gifted is amazing. I want season two like yesterday. Do you agree?
Me? I just don't care about that family. Like, I don't care about the Struckers. I just don't.
Okay, well, it's a good thing I'm going to talk. You know, I'm going to talk about them, and I think that you're going to love their little white supremacist asses. Anthony, can you scroll up in the chat? There was something that I wanted to read, which I thought was very funny. Yeah, that one. ZSB Lou, Michael and Christian, thank goodness you're both not running the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Gifted after shows. Some of those fans would get triggered like nothing with y'all's comments. LMAO, I love
it. I like S.H.I.E.L.D. I like
it. I'm being critical of S.H.I.E.L.D., yeah. but because I know it can be better than the Ada storyline with the
I just feel like it's one of the better shows.
And the senator who's a terrible actress. Yes, Amy.
Okay, so when I found out that I was going to be doing this panel, I was like, you know what? I'm going to invest my time and start Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. from the beginning.
Okay. Pilot's good.
I bet you're going to finish before Christian does.
Challenge accepted.
Do you have two kids at home?
I do. I have a cat.
Stop blaming it that's on a your lot children. Different.
Both of my kids have been sick three times in this year. It's.
I would say I feel your pain, but I don't know what that's like.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying it's why I can't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I get it.
That crying would ruin it.
I do six shows here, so I have to watch Star Trek. I got a lot of stuff I got to watch. See, there you go, right there. But anyway, so you're going to start Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. from the beginning. Have you started yet?
Yes, I've seen two episodes.
Okay, and what did you think? You don't have to go into too many specifics because they were from like 4 years ago. But right. What have you thought of the show so far?
Well, so here's the really cool part. I actually went on set of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, that's
prior
cool.
to this season starting. So I already knew some things and my friends watch it. So it was cool to see them from the beginning and especially Chloe Bennett.
I like her a lot.
Oh my gosh.
And
so young.
You when didn't show, care about her at all until she got a cool name.
Until she turned into Quake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's had like three or four when
she,
different names.
When she was Sky the hacker, she's not a great character. When she ends up a little later, some more interesting things happen, let's just say. Mm-hmm. I think she's a much better character. But you know what? I follow her on Instagram.
Me too!
Well, see, look at that.
She's so great on
Instagram.
And
Michael doesn't follow her on Instagram. I can see from your face, like, why would I follow her on Instagram?
I don't really follow celebrities on Instagram.
But she's like our friend. She's on Agents of
S.H.I.E.L.D. I don't know her.
This is true.
That's true. Exactly. So, people are saying, Michael, and since you're the only one on the panel that's watching it, that Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is slow this season. Would you agree with that? And it's on us that we haven't watched it. So, you know, you don't have to go throw heavy spoilers around, but don't be afraid to talk about things that actually happen in it. It's our fault for not watching it.
I can see where someone might think it's slow because of the cinematography. They're stuck on a spaceship. So it kind of just...
God damn it, I said no spoilers!
Jeez.
No,
I'm just
kidding. Anyway, they're stuck on a spaceship. I actually knew that.
So it's kind of like... It doesn't feel like as much is going on just because, you know, they're, like, in the same spot all the time.
Yeah.
But there's a lot... Everyone's, like, split up and has their own roles, you know? Like, they're kind of enslaved, so the people that are in charge, you know, they've picked some of them to be, like, their personal, like, slaves. And then some of the people just work, like, on a deck, you know, like... manual labor, doing like hard stuff on the ship, and everyone's just kind of split up in it, so you get to see how they act like aside from the team, knowing that they are around all of their team. It's just weird because usually they all work together.
And would you agree with the assessment that it was a little slow this past week?
No.
Okay.
No.
So, Michael disagrees.
I think a lot happened this week. It kind of explained everything. I feel like, it explained everything. So, I don't know what more you could want from it. Maybe some more fighting. There wasn't a lot of fighting.
I am determined to catch up soon. It hasn't happened when I wanted it to. But you couldn't believe when I texted you over the weekend. You were like, oh, well, you haven't watched any. I'm like, nope, I had watched one at that point. And you're like, I'm like, that's a start, right? And you're like, I guess so. Levante Moore, first time being live, not working tonight. Welcome to the chat. You're here on a joyous occasion. It's our first show with Amy. And next week, Carrie will be back, so we'll finally be a quartet again.
She's dancing in the sun.
Yeah, she's at Sundance.
That's funny. And I like that.
She blew off two of the shows that I did with her. No Star Trek last night, no Marvel tonight.
I do Box Office Breakdown with her.
Oh.
But I wasn't there yesterday either. Oh. A SAG.
Okay. What's wrong with
I'm sure Frank wasn't happy that neither of the ladies were there.
Well, Neil was there.
Neil's a very attractive lady. Anyway, so there's a little bit of news. First and foremost, this might surprise Amy a little bit. The heartbreaking news that it seems like,
oh my gosh,
no season two of Inhumans. And most people don't want that. But I just want more Lockjaw.
I'm fine with it ending.
Yeah, I know you are. I know. But the way that they put it together is that the portal on ABC's website, you know, it used to be like, say, ABC/Inhumans. If you go there, it's an error. File not found.
Stop!
So that is kind of a brutal way to say, sorry, Black Bolt and Medusa, we don't give a shit what happens to you. I think it would be great if they showed up for a short arc on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. at some point. Sure. I think that the characters are interesting. They're a little bit underutilized. They weren't in the best story. But
I think we would see Crystal. If we're going to see anybody, we'll see her.
I think, yeah. Well, because she has the boyfriend on Earth, and she just can't
stay. She's got Lockjaw. So she can go wherever she wants.
She can go. She can go wherever.
And in the comics, I feel like she's way more intertwined with like the X teams than the rest of the Inhuman royal family is.
She dated Johnny Storm, the Human Torch, for I think kind of a while. So you know. Anyway, so that's a little bit of news that I know in the chat you'll probably all make fun of me, but
I wanted more,
but maybe I'm the only one, and maybe even the people on the show didn't want to do more. I don't know. The other news before we dive into our little character corner is
I like that character corner.
I think we should play a little music with that. We could even create ourselves.
Yeah, we could go in the studio. Drop some tracks.
Yeah, like a little daytimey kind of feel, like a daytime. You know what I mean?
A little like daytime drama, like a soap opera.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Anthony, you've got about 8 seconds to create some music for us.
No, it's okay. We can create.
And the only other news we have is that Cloak and Dagger will premiere Thursday, June 7th.
So long away. Why are they even talking about it?
Well, because we didn't know when it was going to happen. So now we at least know. But before then, we're going to have Jessica Jones season 2. We're going to have Legion. And I don't know what else. I think they might...
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. is still on.
Yeah, but then it won't be on come May. So by the time the Cloak and Dagger's on, Cloak and Dagger's going to be the only thing in town. So keep that in mind.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there might be some other things on.
I'm not sure what.
We might have a Netflix show that's that drops, you know?
That's true, after Jessica Jones.
I feel like there's...
Luke Cage season 2, Heroes for Hire. There's a lot of things in the mix. Anyway, that's the news. That's what's happening. Now,
there's always the animated shows as well.
What about the animated shows?
I said there is always the animated shows.
But as we talked about last week, they're going to be going more towards some of the, you know, like the DC model, having the movies, the TV movies.
I don't know
movies.
What I think about that.
I know I don't really watch that many of the animated shows, so it's fine. I mean, I've seen episodes of the Ultimate Spider-Man.
Wolverine and the X-Men.
That's not recent, though. That's from a while ago.
I know, that is a long time ago.
That's a long time ago. Anyway, so now we're going to each take a turn, and we're going to talk about some characters that factor into some of the Marvel TV that we've talked about recently or we'll talk about in the near future. So we're going to start with Michael Shirley.
Why?
Because you're on the other end of the desk.
My characters are so, like, complex, so... Like,
so we might not get to all three this week, just in case. So pick the one that you most want to talk about. Is that...
I think the one I would probably most like to talk about is Blur.
Lorna Dane.
Lorna Dane. Lorna Sally Dane.
At some point, wife of the gentleman on your t-shirt.
Yes. Havoc. I just got this Havoc shirt in the mail today. I think it might be one of my new favorites.
And she, of course, that makes her Cyclops' sister-in-law, Jean Grey's sister-in-law.
Well, I guess I better get into it.
Yeah.
Because Havoc and Polaris, although their love has been just like...
Oh, did they never actually get married?
Ongoing. They never got married. And in fact...
Alex, you should have made an honest woman of her a long time ago.
Yes, put a ring on it.
And there, right there, you can see is the main cover of X-Men number 49, which made Polaris's appearance, the very first X-Men series. Ooh. So she has a very long history since the late 60s.
And Anthony, I sent you X-Men number 50, if you want to show that as well while Michael talks, mostly because it's a way cooler Jim Steranko cover than that one. But go ahead.
Well, as we see in the show, she's actually the daughter of Magneto, but it's not something she really knows about her whole life.
Yeah.
So she's got some really cool steps or half-brothers and half-sisters. She's the half-brother and sister of Scarlet Witch and Quicksilver, who's buddy-buddy with Havoc.
Yeah.
And at one time, because they do have, like, this, like, star-crossed lovers kind of thing, like, it never really works. Time to time, Quicksilver would be sent to spy on her Havoc. Yeah, keeping it quick, you know? She probably didn't even know he was there. But she's also one of the main X-Men that you would associate with, like, depression, mental illness, which she suffered.
And I know you're not a huge fan of The Gifted, but they seem to have touched on that a little bit about her character.
She does seem quite unhinged on The Gifted.
See, now look at that awesome cover.
That's pretty cool.
You like that one a lot?
You think? Look at that. She's so badass.
I'm really not a fan of that outfit. She's actually had so many outfits compared to like a Wolverine.
all of her 90s outfits are terrible. But
I like the X Factor outfits. I like I liked that blue and yellow deal. I thought it went pretty good with the hair.
Yeah,
but you know, she's also like one. Even though she's like a really powerful superhero, and she once even like led the X-Men. She is, like, a sucker for being mind-controlled. She's been probably mind-controlled about, like, I would say about, like, 10 times in the history of the comics. And even has been transferred into other characters. Like, when her mind's, like, totally consumed by these characters, she's gone by Malice. And
I remember the Malice
story. Malice was, like, an 80s storyline.
It's right in my wheelhouse as an old man. that's why I'm saying I remember Malice very well.
And then the most recent is... her incarnation as Pestilence, which I think is such a super cool concept. Basically, the kind of like drainer brain of everything, and like reprogram her and find out that her like power is she starts ingesting like every strain of like every virus from like the CDC in order to like eating it. It's really weird, like to create this like mega unstoppable virus.
It's interesting because you have to think about how so many movies and TV shows revolve around infectious diseases that wipe out civilization. Mm-hmm. This will be in a movie very soon, I think.
Yeah.
I think the Polaris Pestilence incarnation we'll see soon.
Yeah, I think that would be a very cool thing to see on The Gifted, and it kind of makes sense given like all the government stuff, you know, and her keep being you know, kind of like imprisoned, like back and forth all season. It seems like she's always getting caught, which is like another thing. And she's always being saved. She's very rarely saving, but she's...
I think a lot of that has to do with being a character created in the 60s, you know, being sort of the damsel in peril. That happened to Sue Storm in the Fantastic Four all the time. Also Jean Grey. You know, I mean, I think that it was a lot of time like, oh, now we have to rescue them.
Definitely the epitome of a damsel in distress. But the one thing I want to get back about Havoc is super, super funny. So he actually did agree to marry her once.
Right.
And he left her at the altar for a woman he had had a mind affair with while he was in a coma.
Wow.
And she lost her shit. She almost killed him. And
rightly so. By the way, the Summers Men... not a great track record towards women. As I think I've talked about, Cyclops was married to Madeline Pryor, who is a clone of Jean Grey. She gives birth to Nathan Charles Christopher Summers, who becomes Cable. And so Madeline is pregnant, about to go into birth. Oh, what's that? Jean Grey is still alive? Boom! Cyclops is gone. And he leaves his pregnant wife behind.
Yeah, those Summers men are real two-timers.
And their dad goes to become a space pirate, and he leaves them behind. So you know what? The Summers men are not great.
Yeah. And like Jean, Polaris has always had like a really tight connection with the professor, and it's really just believed in like what he saw for humanity. Right. So they have a really tight relationship, and he was actually the one that kind of, after this like mental breakdown when she went like totally crazy when he left her at the altar, he fixed her. You know, got into her brain and helped fix all that.
Oh, but, so that's what you do when you're a jerk and you leave your woman at the altar. Yeah, you have to get into their brain and fix
therapy.
Them.
They had some therapy together. And one of those heartbreaking things about her character is that she did lose her powers in M-Day, and she was so embarrassed. She kept it from her teammates for the longest time. I don't know what you guys think about her current costume. I don't like it. I think it's like a green version of the Scarlet Witch, and I feel like it's just like really
I think like she's dated. Had some cool costumes, but yeah, every once in a while you see something and you're like, oh, that doesn't seem particularly contemporary. Do you have a final thought on Polaris, only because we have few minutes left?
One of my favorite things about her is her this isn't really her character action figure from the 90s was really fun. Which I think we have a picture
that Anthony
of it.
Has that, yeah.
Yeah, it was actually this one character that they made, which was originally a Rogue, and they just kept repainting it. Like, they repainted it to be a Polaris, they gave her a blue coat instead of a brown coat, they repainted it to be Jean Grey at one point.
Oh, yeah, that's totally Rogue. Yeah. That's really funny.
And she's got, like, this, like, uppercut move she does. Yeah.
She's got, like, that belt and the headband. Uh-huh. Yeah,
it's exactly the same figure, just repainted, which was a thing Marvel did forever in the late 90s.
Well, because in the late 90s they were like, oh, kids are stupid. They don't know any better.
But it was just insane the amount of like action figures that were coming out at that time.
Yeah.
It was just like crazy.
Thank you for that. And I think that there's a lot more to read about Polaris, and she's a part of some of the biggest stories in X-Men history.
Total
she's
a, part of the
she's
Royal
a cameo.
Family.
She has a cameo in the Dark Phoenix saga. She's basically like there in the first page and then she's gone. But, you know, you see her a lot. Amy, you want to talk about your friend and mine. Not Michael's. Jessica Jones.
Yes.
From Alias Detective Agency.
Yes. This is not to be confused with that one show with Jennifer Garner called Alias.
And Jennifer Garner, who was a lecturer in the movie. So you see,
yes.
It's all very confusing.
Very confusing.
Yeah. So if you guys haven't seen Jessica Jones, you should definitely watch the first season before the second season comes out on March 8th. Jessica Jones is played by Kristen Ritter. And she is a private investigator. And she's in charge of Alias investigations in New York City. Her weaknesses are that she's an alcoholic.
To some of us, that's a strength, by the way.
Yeah.
Ask Luke Cage. That was a strength.
Hey. And Kilgrave. So Kilgrave is in the show. He's played by David Tennant. Oh, who's amazing. In the comics, he's known as the Purple Man because he's a purple man.
He actually has purple skin. And he has a daughter called Purple Girl, who's a very similar character. Yeah.
So he's not purple in the show. David Tennant's not purple. But when he injects the serum into his body, you can see his purple veins.
And he has a purple suit, I think, the first time. One of the first times we see him. Yes. So I thought that was a nice nod when we first met him. Yes.
And he, in the comics, he can mind control people like nobody's business. In the show, he still can, but it's more of a like a pheromone kind of a thing. And his weaknesses are time and distance. So if you're really far away from him, you're pretty okay. You're not going to get mind controlled by him. And the time part of it, too, is that he has to constantly control you. And if he forgets to control you for even a little bit, there's a little gap of time. And then you can kind of break free a little bit. That happened to him with Jessica Jones once.
But also, if he forgets about somebody, yeah, then they end up like doing something like walking into a wall and like hitting their head until they die because he forgot to tell them to stop doing something. So
that's really scary. So he creeps me out. But back to Jessica. So she can't. Okay, so in the comics she can fly, but in the show we haven't seen her necessarily.
We've just seen
fly.
Her jump. Yeah,
yeah, which, really far. Which I'm hoping we can see.
By the way, the Incredible Hulk can't fly, but he also can jump really far. So it's there's some very proud pedigree for that power of big jumps.
Yes. And that's it for Jessica.
That's it for Jessica. Jones. Yes. And you know what we're going to do is, because we don't have as much time, we're going to talk about next week. We can talk about Trish slash Patsy.
Oh,
Hellcat. So, and Trish has shown up in a number, you know, some of them very small cameos, but she's been in a few other shows of the Netflix shows. I want to talk about Fenris, who I'm the only person who's excited about being on The Gifted. And they are. In the comics, they are indeed twin brother and sister. So, and there we see them. There they are as Fenris, circa X-Men number 200. That's not their first appearance, but
she's got a Ms. Marvel vibe.
Yeah,
to her.
The later Ms. Marvel, the second incarnation of Ms. Marvel, which Chris Claremont also wrote. But so here's the thing about their backstory is that they are the children of a Nazi supremacist, Baron Wolfgang von Strucker. And they were bioengineered by Arnim Zola. So, see, this is all history that ties into Captain America and the Red Skrull era. And they are indeed white supremacists. So they're terrorists, and they fit right into the idea of homo superior, the way Magneto looks at the mutant race. And I thought that they were such interesting characters because it's, you know, at a time, this is in the mid-80s, where, you know, terrorism wasn't as much a part of our lives as it seems now. Still very, very prevalent, not saying there weren't terrorists. But, and just this idea that you had these characters that were like, oh, Magneto is very bad, but you can sort of break down his rationale and his reasoning. You know, we talked about it's the difference between Martin Luther King and Malcolm X. This is just more like, no, we're here to fuck shit up, and they're also available for hire. So I think that they're actually really cool characters. Like Andy and Lauren on The Gifted, they combine their powers, and that's when they're super strong. And I just thought that was a really cool idea. It's not something that we had seen done well. We can go back to different universe. The Super Friends, the DC cartoon series, where you did have the Wonder Twins who could combine of things together. But this was like, oh, if those characters weren't terrible. and they're still around, you know. They show up, they've been in a lot of different turns in the X-Men universe. They even showed up in Excalibur, which is something we're going to have to do like a whole conversation on Excalibur. Michael and I were texting about how much we liked Excalibur, and I'm like, great, this is another thing that we're going to have to talk about. But in any case, that's the gist of their backstory. We don't really have that much more time to go on them. But if you're interested in white supremacist mutant terrorists, and when you look at them, you're like,
they're such big players in the game.
For a short time, they were. And here's the thing that I like about using characters like this. My biggest complaint about every X-Men movie is that they all have Magneto in it. I love Magneto. You can take a break for a little while. Again, different universe. Problem with the TV show Gotham, every week the Penguin's on. And I'm like, that guy who plays the Penguin's great. I don't need him every week. Yeah, it's more special if he's on once in a while. So I like when they bring in some other characters, some of the other bad guys, you know, bad guys and gals. So, you know, look more into them.
Just back to Polaris for just 1 second. I want to just let everyone know in the comics, you know, since she's been around since 1968, she's never had a baby. So I don't think things are going to go well for that on the Gifted storyline, because I can't really imagine introducing a child to someone that's never been married in the entire storyline.
Havoc was just more responsible than
the flashlight
than her boyfriend on the show. We only have a couple of minutes, so I'm going to very greedily do my two characters because they're really fast. The most important one to do is Thunderbird, John Proudstar, who we see on The Gifted. Now, Thunderbird first appeared in Giant Size X-Men number one. He was part of the team you see here. This is a late 80s rendering, but those are all the characters. Look at this diverse, interesting group of characters. And Sunfire quit on page two of X-Men number 94. And spoiler alert, Thunderbird died in the third issue, what would become Uncanny X-Men number 96. And very quickly died. So it's interesting that we have him on The Gifted because he's not this like long-standing character. I don't think they gave him a fair shake, but I guess they didn't think that there was much they could do with his sort of like tracking abilities. But what we did get a little bit later in X-Force, we got his brother, James Proudstar, who at one point is also known as Thunderbird, but he usually goes by Warpath. And so we get to kind of see him a little bit more in that setting. So,
I feel like we'll get to see him in The Gifted, just for some
reason. You want to see his brother? Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Is his brother going to be in the New Mutants movie? Or is the New Mutants going to be, you know, paving the way for X-Force? I don't know any of that stuff. By the way, the New Mutants movie is like February 22nd. It's a lot sooner than I thought it
was.
Yeah.
No, so, they pushed it back to 2019. Oh, wait.
No, they didn't.
They pushed it back to 2019.
The New Mutants movie.
What? Yeah.
When did you read that?
I reported it on my show at Horror Movie News on Popcorn Talk Network.
Okay, you know what that means? That means that the first cut was terrible. So
no, yeah, the story behind it real quick was that they tested it. It didn't do so great. So they went back to the drawing board, and they're going to double down on the horror factor of it all.
That's crazy because the trailer made it look like a horror movie.
Yeah, they're going to up the horror. And I was reading today as well that it's going to be they're pushing the limit to what a PG-13 film can be due to the rewrites and everything.
Hmm.
So it sounds promising, I guess.
I mean, not if you wanted to see the movie in the next month like I did, but whatever. Okay, well, thank you for the update, Anthony, in the booth at Tony B. Dead, D-E-D. Now, I know that we've gone over time, but I just want to give a shout-out to Blink, our friend from The Gifted, Clarice. And she is, there we see her. And I had forgotten that she briefly appeared in X-Men Days of Future Past, the movie. I remember the character being introduced sort of in the more the mid-90s. I have it in front of me, so I might as well say Uncanny X-Men number 317. And she was sort of a later addition, and I really just remembered her from sort of the – she got punted over to Generation X, which I know is a team that you liked a lot. And we're going to do another show about Generation X. And when we did our bad Marvel TV shows, we showed the – it was the Generation X pilot that we looked at, which Michael was very disappointed was not as good as
it could
have been.
I wanted it to be a series.
Yeah. But consistent with the character on The Gifted is that her name is indeed Clarice Ferguson. And, you know, she can create the little windows and stuff like that. Kind of a minor character, and that's sort of the interesting thing, and we'll talk more about that when we talk about the Cuckoos and all this other stuff.
Yeah. I was going to cover the stuff for Cuckoos today, but there's not time.
There's just not
that.
Time for that. So we're gonna save some more stuff for a character corner. I burned through all of mine. So that means next week, my character corner, I'm going to talk about Kitty Pryde finally because I talk about her most weeks. So I might as well just, you know, dive right in because of the happy news that Kitty Pryde and Colossus are now engaged and will be married before we know it. Anyway, we went a little long. We ran out of a lot of stuff, but that's all right. There's a lot of time in the weeks ahead. I will catch up on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., not necessarily by next week, but I will watch more by next week.
Me too.
Amy has watched two.
She's going to beat you.
I hope she does. I will be so proud of her for being faster than me. Yeah. In any case, Amy, thank you for joining us.
Thank you,
and for now being a part of the show. And next week, Carrie will be back. So we'll have the whole game. Oh, we're going to have to give Carrie a character corner as well. That's right. Good. Where can people find you, Amy?
On all social media, at Amy Cassandra MTZ.
And Michael?
You can find me at Michael X Shirley on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me at Christian DMZ, Twitter and Instagram. And tomorrow night, I'll be here on AfterBuzz doing the Trump Report. Look for me there. We'll be back next Monday at 7, talking about S.H.I.E.L.D., talking about more of our favorite characters. But until then, Excelsior!
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.